I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys that use in a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Good old, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Waiting round the block, cause your daddy would've killed me if he'd have seen me. You jumped in my ride, made a beeline out of town, and I drove so fast. Yeah, I drove so fast. We were rolling down an open road with a top laid back and the stars all shining. Headed down to Mexico, you were kissing my neck. Time ago, yeah, I'll never know how we made it. You're still that same wild child, and I don't take your love for granted. So let's jump in my ride, make a beeline out of town and do it all again. Yeah, like back when we were rolling down an open road with the top laid back and the stars all shining. Headed down to Mexico, you were kissing my neck.
Second coming's coming, it's right around the bend. And Sunday could be any day, and this world is gonna end. But that's alright, that's okay. There ain't nothing we can do about the whole thing anyway. It It's a hang-on kind of ride. We're spinning through space and time, rocking this big old ride, just trying to have some fun. So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun. We're all swimming in a fishbowl, just floating through the sky. Pulled along by gravity and nobody knows why. So it's a cosmic hallelujah that we're sitting here right now. And Becky's at the bar buying us all another round. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's alright. I ain't gonna overthink or overanalyze tonight. It's a hang-on kind of ride. We're spinning through space and time, rocking this big old ride, just trying to have some fun. So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun. Up, roller coaster, flying with no brakes. We're just a speck of salt rolling down a tidal wave. We're just a Babe Ruth baseball hit over the wall. We're just a drop of rain over a waterfall. It's a hang-on kind of ride. We're spinning through space and time, rocking this big old rock, just trying to have some fun. So let's drink another beer. Here's to another year. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun. Let's take another crazy trip around the sun.
All right, yeah, turn my mic on one time. Get the audio synced up. Jesus. All right. Oh, that's loud. That should be about good. All right. What's up, folks? This is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, Calling Country. A huge show planned tonight with a large capital Y. We're going to get right into it. Senator Bernie Sanders was a frequent guest on the program last semester, and he's awakened from his long nap, his long summer fall nap. He's out of hibernation. Just in time to go back into hibernation in a little bit, but he's out of it for now, and he's on the program, I believe. Let's try to connect him one time. Senator, are you there?
Hello.
How are you? Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Yeah, hello, Bernie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Ben?
Hold on. Let me fix your audio here one second. All right.
Benjamin.
Yeah, how are
you? Have you got a crew yet?
No, we don't have a crew. No, we don't.
Listen, I came on this show last semester,
yeah,
and you still had no crew. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
You would think with the amount of money that they're paying me.
I wake up from hibernation, and I still find that Ben Janicek has no crew for his prime time Saturday night slot.
It is a prime time slot, yeah. We have a big audience. Why do you think that is? Is it because I'm a... Is it oppression of the little man, I feel like? I'm being oppressed by this institution.
Oh, don't get me started with oppression of the little man. Can you hear the people sing?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Sing the song
yeah,
of angry men. Yeah, it is the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. And that is the song of democratic socialism.
That's your theme song, Senator?
I love that song. Every time I see that song sung, it fills my heart with tears to think we, the people of the United States, can lead a revolution in order to bring about our new socialist regime.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if we want that kind of revolution. That's probably not that
Why
good.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's just not... I don't think that's a very good idea. It's going to hurt a lot of people.
Hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
Benjamin,
it's not very fair, is
it? Do you know how many people are hurting today?
No. Can you tell me?
Do you know how many people go without bread today? and you have the Washington elite and the millionaires and the billionaires tell them, let them eat cake. Maybe they don't want to eat cake. Maybe they want a croissant or something. Let's give it to them.
Maybe they want some steak.
No. Nobody wants steak.
Oh. Well, maybe
where
not
I come
a...
from, we're all vegans.
Maybe. I was going to say, maybe not a little hip Vermont hippie like yourself, but I think most of America wants a steak.
No steak, no eggs, no cheese. No. We prefer rice noodles and kale.
With extra maple syrup, right?
No maple syrup.
Oh, that's, you're not going to get voted out of office.
We do not approve of tapping trees.
Oh, that's true. It does. You do have to take it from trees. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like tapping trees.
If you take
literally
it
or metaphorically.
No, I'm sure. Well, that's fine. I'm sure you don't. I have a clip here of your president or the president of the United States. I guess my president.
Too. Oh, President Benjamin. Yeah. Oh, President.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess you're right. Yeah. Talking about your former opponent in 2008, and then talking about her in 2012. I was wondering. I'm going to play it here for the audience. I'm wondering if we can get your input on which president here is being more truthful in his comments.
Sure. So go ahead.
We're going to run that for the audience here. We're going to play that. Fire that up.
Just have to remind people.
Well, let me just stop it for a second. The first clip you hear is Obama in 2008 about Hillary, and then the second clip is him in 2016 vouching for this corrupt lady. So here it is.
I just have to remind people of the track record. If you want someone with a lifelong track record. So now this is Senator Clinton. This is the same person who has taken more money from lobbyists than any other candidate, Democratic or Republican,
of fighting for higher wages and better benefits and a fairer tax code and a bigger voice for workers and stronger regulations on Wall Street.
This is the
same person
who took money from financial folks
more
on Wall Street and then voted for a bankruptcy bill that makes it harder for folks right here in Pennsylvania
to
get a fair shake.
Yeah, come on.
Then
the
you
fair
should
shake?
Vote for Hillary Clinton. This is the same person who spent a decade with her husband campaigning for NAFTA and now goes around saying how she was opposed to NAFTA.
She's got specific ideas to invest in new jobs, to help workers share in their company's profits.
This is the same person who says
well, that's fine, yeah. Okay. So,
okay,
Senator,
okay.
I mean, I
agree
I know you've...
with everything he said. I agree with everything he said.
Well, which time?
Everything. I agree with everything he said always.
Well, don't you think some of it contradicted it?
I toe the party line always.
Well, yeah, I mean, your people were very disappointed in you. You let a lot of them down. They were expecting you to stand strong for the movement, and then like a little whipped puppy, and you're back supporting Secretary Clinton after you said these horrible things about her.
I mean, what did you expect? I went into hibernation. I wanted this to be settled, and so I befriended the senator when she was able to give me a bed in order to sleep and just, in other words, just stay out of her way. So I did. Because I'm old, and I'm tired, and I am limp, like a fish.
Well, I don't know if we need that much detail, but that's fine. Is there anything else you're interested in besides socialism?
Well, you see, Ben, socialism has been my life.
Yeah,
so,
I was supposed to see that, yeah.
I mean, it's a part of who I am. I feel like I embody Lenin and Mao and Marx. And all the other democratic socialists of history.
Aren't you a big fan of the old Soviets? Didn't you go over there for vacation? For your honeymoon? Yes.
Once in a while. We went to a gulag once. It was so moving.
Oh, that's... Well, that's unfortunate to hear. That's too bad.
It was still in operation, too. It was even more moving.
Well, I'm sure you are old enough to be able to do that. Yeah, it must have been a great time. What were
exactly.
you, in your 50s?
I was in my 20s then.
Oh, sorry.
I was that young.
You look a lot older than you
are. And it moved me to such an extent to see the justice, Ben, of the USSR. And when I saw them struggling, I saw the struggle of the proletariat.
You're going to get me. Although, if we weren't broadcasting on such a liberal campus. I was going to say, you're about to get me thrown off this radio with these comments. We're going to have a public apology from Colin Country. But then again, I mean, they're not going to care.
No, I realize that my preaching on democratic socialism is pure. I realize that the thing that would truly get you kicked off this show is if I was dropping F-bombs left and right and making sex jokes at your expense.
Well, yeah, that would be unfortunate. We have to have another public apology. Wait, do you know, Senator, are you familiar with Will Agathis?
With Will Agathis? Yeah. Of course I know Will Agathis. I've been on the show maybe once, twice.
Yeah,
with
a couple times.
Maybe
couple
more.
Yeah, you were a couple
times.
Last
time I was asleep.
He would like to speak with you. I think you did fall asleep, actually, in the middle of the show. Will would like to talk to you.
No, I didn't fall asleep. I was asleep throughout the entire show. I woke up 5 days later and realized that the show happened, and I was so disappointed.
All right, well, hold on.
I was so disappointed that Matt didn't wake me up.
Let's try to get Will here. Let's try to... Hold on. Conference.
Am I on?
Joined. Give me a second. I think you're both on. Will, welcome to the show. I think the senator is here with you.
Did you put me on hold?
Hold on. Let me turn the phone up. Let me turn the volume up here.
Is this Will Agathis? Yeah, is this Bernie Sanders?
Hold on.
Will, it is a pleasure to meet a future citizen of Soviet America.
It's a pleasure, Senator. I'm a big fan of your work.
Hold on. I need to...
Thank you so much. Will. Although I'm sure your vote would have been much
Wait a second. Both of you, wait a second. Both of you, wait a second. We're going to... Hold on. We're going to play a song. Hold on.
Whoa. Are you trying to shut me up?
No, your audio on the phone just went way down. Nobody can hear you. I gotta figure this out. Give me 1 second.
That's why you need a crew.
That is why I need a crew. All right, we're going to play a song off Jason Aldean's new album, and I'm going to figure it out, and we'll be back with the Senator and Will Agathis. All right. Get out of here.
Senator Sanders, do you think that...
No, Will, you're coming back in a minute. You're not on now. Turn my mic off.
They call us the two lane, just passing by, slow downtown. Yeah, they say, what's there to do when you ain't got nothing around? Just a few street lights, speed limit signs that all say 25. But those folks ain't lived in our lives. They ain't seen the blood, sweat, and tears it took to live their dreams. And everything's on the line. Ain't just another field, just another farm. No, it's the ground we grew up on. They think it's a middle and nowhere place where we take it slow. Oh, but they don't. Tractors, barbed wire, and tall green grass. They don't see the years spent working, busting their ass. How they pray for rain, they don't know a thing about what it takes.
All right. Yeah, that's fine, Jason. Let's see if they're back. Connect. Turn the phone on.
That's recording. Yeah, that's a wonderful album.
He's mid-sentence, of course.
Has gone on.
The senator hasn't stopped talking. The senator turn his phone off for a second. The senator hasn't stopped talking for the entire length of the song. I don't know that he realizes he's even been off the air. We return.
Oh. Nope. I hear laughing.
There he is. Now continue, Bernie. That's fine. I was just saying we were off the air for the last 3.5 minutes, and I'm not sure if you realized that because you just kept talking.
He heard the laughing. He didn't hear us actually trying to tell him that he was not on the air.
Senator, I mean.
Oh, that's fine. Anyway, to continue my story, by the time I woke up from the hallucinogenic,
yeah, he recorded a whole album with Woody Guthrie while he was sleeping.
I had no idea that what I said in those songs until they were released. What I said was so profound. So I had never been that profound,
Senator,
in my life.
Was it ghetto rap?
Lots of weed and lots of hallucinogenics and pills that I had no idea what I was taking in order to be that profound. So the message for all you listeners is definitely take pills and don't look at the labels.
I don't think that's a good message. I'm not sure about that.
Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing.
Ben, are we on the air?
We're on the air here. This is...
Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Now, Senator, you do realize we're back
war,
on
the human disease that has played sticks and stones, spears and bombs and missiles, nuclear weapons, laser beams. When will they ever learn?
Senator Sanders, I heard you mentioning war, and that reminds me of
what
Leo
is it good for?
Tolstoy's War and Peace.
Absolutely nothing.
I guess you knew where I was going with that.
It is good for nothing. War is a human disease. We have created it. We must stamp it out.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I am against having a military at all. We must not have military. All five branches of the military are all five plagues, which we have continued to perpetuate from time immemorial. If I was president, I would disband them all.
Well, as you know,
Senator Sanders, yeah. Katy Perry's hosting a free concert in Philadelphia next weekend for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Are you going to be in attendance?
Of course. Anything that is free, I support. So long as I don't pay for it.
Even though Woody Guthrie hasn't said he's going to be there?
Listen, I would cut Woody some slack. After all, he did take the greatest amount of time to write some of the greatest songs in history. Also, he's dead.
Well, that's
so I would just let him rest a little bit longer before he could actually, you know, sing his songs.
When did he die that you recorded an album with him recently?
No. I recorded it with a man with luscious locks who was an acoustic guitarist from Burlington.
While you were mayor?
Oh, okay.
Yes, he was a wonderful individual.
While you were the mayor?
Yes, while I was mayor. I will repeat the story. So
I was sitting
in my office in Burlington. It was a cold, snowy day. It was beautiful. The leaves had just fallen, and it was one of the second or third snowfall of the season. The snowflakes were as big as my dandruff flakes. Beautiful. And as soon as I sat down at my desk after having a long lunch over rice noodles, I all of a sudden
that doesn't
was
sound
introduced
like the
by
of
my
the people,
secretary.
Senator.
I'm sorry?
That doesn't sound like it's the lunch of the people. I thought you were a president for the people.
I am a president for the people. But the
not
people
president
that are
of anybody.
Rights, I embrace though. The vegan lifestyle of my people of Vermont. So I only eat rice noodles, kale, and some weird mild mushrooms that sometimes put me into a stupor for 5 days. But that's beside the point. Anyway, I was introduced to this man with luscious locks. I think he had a tie-dye shirt on, but I can't remember, as I had been, I had been smoking a bit of stuff for that time.
That'll be fine.
And anyway, he sat down at my desk, and he asked me, willingly, would I be willing to actually do
an album of Woody Guthrie songs with him and 30 other inestimable musicians from my city, my fair city of Burlington.
Senator, what musical talent did he think you had?
My musical talent or his?
Yours. Why did he think you'd be able to record an album?
Because I am a natural. I am naturally good at all things.
Oh, okay.
Benjamin.
That's fine. All right, continue.
Is Burning from Burlington? I can dance. I can do the boogie.
I think it is,
boogie.
Yeah.
I am that great,
It sounds like a prank call, Mike. I think you got to let this guy off.
Yeah, are you actually the senator?
Is it?
I am the
It might
senator.
Be one of those Al from Al.
But you have to remember.
Yeah, that's right. You never know, Will.
I am the senator, but okay. In my mind, I am also
am I being catfished
and ruler
right now?
Of the world.
That, no, you're not the ruler of anybody, Senator. You lost.
I lost?
Yeah, you lost. In the Democrat primary for president. You lost. You got beaten.
No. I didn't lose, Ben. I already was president.
No, you
I
weren't.
I was already president. I rule everyone right now.
Okay. How?
Everyone is subject to me right now.
No, that only in your sleep, maybe, when you're dreaming. That's it.
Am I not dreaming now?
Well, you might be. I don't know.
Am I?
No, I don't think you are.
Is this Strawberry Fields? Nothing is real?
You're a hologram in a
And nothing to get hung about? Strawberry Fields forever. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
That's great, Senator. I'm sure there's not. Are you in Vermont right now?
No. Actually, I am. I'm in Philadelphia right now.
Oh, you're right next to Will.
Yes, I am commiserating with the poor, the proletariat, and here in the street. You can hear the cries for justice, and I intend to answer them.
You know what Will's doing? Will's probably somewhere on his big, giant, wealthy school's campus, not doing anything for the poor. Are you doing anything for the poor right now, Will? Probably not.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, that's a no. Senator, come on. You know,
you're
there.
You are doing nothing for the people. You should be executed.
I don't know about that. Like, right now?
I mean, think about it. The Tsar did nothing good for his people back in the 1910s. And look what happened to him. They executed him. I completely agree with that action. And I think that anyone who is superfluously not doing anything should be killed.
I don't know if we can be saying that on the radio.
And given that I am ruler of this country, so let it be written, so let it be done.
I think they're going to take you out of your home in handcuffs for inciting violence and riots in the streets. This is very irresponsible.
I'm already in handcuffs. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's great. This is very irresponsible provocations on your behalf.
For wanting justice for my people?
No, for
Let
calling
my
for
people
Will
go.
To be
Didn't
killed.
Moses say that?
Moses?
I should know.
Yeah, you should.
I'm Jewish.
I thought you were going to be a priest. Oh, wait, no, you're Jewish.
No. My friend Matthew, he's a little weird. He's a Catholic, so I feel like they're all priests.
Yeah, he is pretty weird.
Senator Sanders, I saw your Hanukkah card with your brother, and I really like the facial hair these days.
I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
Let me speak up, Will.
What about my Hanukkah facial hair?
No. I saw your Hanukkah card that you took with your brother recently, and I thought that I liked the facial hair look.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually considering, speaking of Jewish facial hair, I'm actually considering styling my mustache in the form of a backwards menorah.
What is a backwards menorah?
Or rather, I should say upside down and backwards menorah.
Upside down and backwards.
Or the backside of the menorah that people don't usually see. Like, you know how you light the candles and people always stand on one side of the menorah? The one side that people don't see, I wish to represent in facial hair.
Senator Sanders, do you watch any Seinfeld?
I do see Seinfeld. I am older than Seinfeld. I am older than dirt.
Well, that's a great answer.
But why do you ask, William?
No reason. I have a friend, Matt, who loves the show. That's why. And you kind of remind me of one of the characters on it. He doesn't appear many times, but he was one of the creators.
Oh, of Larry. Oh, no, I love
Larry.
He and I both come from Brooklyn. We are very good friends, You know, I was his inspiration. That's the reason why...
Senator Sanders, I have to interrupt you for a second.
The reason why he has my accent is because of me. He loves him so
much. Senator Sanders, I'm not sure if you know how to operate a TV, but on the television programs, Larry David has been on and has been a pretty vocal critique of your critic of yours. He's critiqued you on Saturday Night Live, much to everybody's laughter. I mean, everyone really got a kick out of it, I guess, except you. What
so
do you
they
have to
were
say about
insulting
that?
The Supreme Leader. I thought we were friends.
I mean, you're the candidate for the people, but the people enjoyed laughing at you, that's for sure.
Yeah, the people like laughing at you. That's about it. They didn't like voting for you.
Well, there are two possible options. I can either execute everyone,
no.
or they can execute me. But because the people have spoken, I choose to be executed. So they may do as they will.
We'll show up at your house tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll find you on the streets of Philly.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Thank you very much, Senator. It was a pleasure having you.
Now, wait a second. Hold
no,
on.
Okay, we're
there
waiting.
There's one last thing.
Yeah, I'm sure
now,
there is.
Now, I may be Jewish. Yeah. I may be Jewish.
Okay, I don't know. I don't like where this is going.
But
okay.
I know that you guys are Christians, and I know that you guys love Christmas.
Oh, boy.
And Christmas is about 2 months and 3 days away, and this is coming from me, the Jew, to ask you, the Christian, to please play me a Christmas song.
Do you have anything in mind?
I do.
I don't think it's appropriate to start listening to country Christmas music yet.
Well, it doesn't have to be country, I mean.
No. I don't want it to be country.
That's
I want
fine.
It to be old, just like me.
All right, that's okay.
I want the song to be, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What with this cold weather coming out, and especially with me, down to my skinnies in the streets of Philadelphia, it really is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Well, what version? Who do you want to be by?
It's only at that time of year that I really...
It's got to be someone older than him. It's got to be someone from the Dark Ages.
Yeah, I don't know if they were recording then.
If it's something from the Dark Ages, then I recommend the Gregorian chants. And again, you Christians should appreciate that.
Now, do you actually have a version, Senator, that you'd like, or... I mean, there are only 80 million different...
Of something from Gregorian chant?
No, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. There are only 80 million covers of that.
Bing Crosby.
Oh, Bing Crosby, okay. Well, we could do that. I see it right here.
I'm old enough to be his great-great-great-grandfather.
All right,
He was like a great-great-great-grandson to me.
In exchange for a great appearance, we'll play the Senator's song. Here it is.
Thank you.
Bing Crosby, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Upper middle class that doesn't appreciate the poor.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
All right, yeah, hold on. I'm just talking to the people off the phone here, but the song's over. Hold on, give me a second. Give me 1 second. Everybody, give me a second. All right, I think we're back. All right, so the senator's gone back to sleep, so he's gone. But we have Will and Matt here now. Matt, how are you? Would you like to say something?
Yeah, I apologize for the senator going off about, like, dreams and killing people.
That's fine.
he's been having weird thoughts as a result of his hibernation. I think it's actually more just a coma.
Yeah.
Is it because he lost the primary?
Could be that, yeah.
Yeah, you have to understand, since he lost the primary and felt the need to support Hillary, he hasn't quite been himself. He's had hallucinations of sorts.
Jeez. I should explain, Matt is my friend from Del Barton, and he's now Senator Sanders' caretaker at his home. So he brings the senator to us.
His nursing sometimes. Home. Yeah. He thinks he's in Philadelphia right now. He's actually still in Vermont with me.
Jeez.
But he mentioned earlier that he was in his skinnies. He is in his underwear.
That's too bad.
That's a little cold because I left the window open in his room. And he thinks he's with the poor, but it's just his wife, Justin. His wife doesn't have the best of fashion sense. So,
no, she doesn't. No.
No. So he thinks he's with a poor person. So, I mean, and plus, like I said, his mental health has deteriorated as a result of losing. So, it's a pity.
That's too bad. Well, we appreciate you bringing him to us.
Of course, of course. Yeah. Say, Benjamin, you were not at homecoming today. Why was that?
You were at homecoming?
I was at homecoming.
Well, why don't you come visit? Well, I had a couple baseball games today. We were at Lehigh until like 4:30, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Why are you home?
No, but I...
Did you come back for homecoming?
Yeah, I did come back for homecoming. I was back this week for break.
This is Inside Talk on Colin Country. We're talking about our high school's homecoming. Anyway, yeah, you're back for what, break?
Yeah, my break is ending, well, tomorrow. Tomorrow, bright and early, I fly back.
Oh, wow. Will, were you at homecoming?
No, I wasn't.
Matt, do you see anybody from our class at homecoming?
Yeah, so I actually went with Mary.
Mary, okay, that's good. Got two people.
We saw there Bobby McGuire, Chris Jago, Sibaraji, George Easley. Who else did we see there? Ian Sullivan and Nick Hamilton from our class were there.
It's a solid group.
Yeah, no, it was good to see them.
It was a good group. Did we win the game?
I did not stay for the end of the game. Well, it got really rainy. And
were we winning?
Cold.
Was it close? What was the deal? Do you have any idea?
The last time I was at the field, it was the half, and we were winning 28-7.
Oh, so we probably won.
If we lost, then shame on them.
So that was when
the
mass exodus from the pit happened then, right?
Yeah, they were starting.
You had two people left.
Although I will admit, the walk down to the field by the student body was actually kind of nice. It's nothing like the Braveheart of old, but they did lead with the car and smoke grenades, so that was nice.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, that was unfortunate how we had to go out there.
They did what? So they drove down from the junior lot, you know, where they have the tailgates and everything?
Yeah, of
and
course.
So they were led by one car. Everybody followed behind with people on top of the car lighting up smoke grenades.
That's legal?
Green and white smoke grenades.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, well, apparently.
Well, they did it. I mean,
it was actually kind of cool. But
where
yeah,
were
no,
you?
Was,
why weren't you on
I
a car?
I was watching them go by. I was a spectator. I don't participate in tomfoolery is that anymore.
You're an alum now. You can't be partaking in anything like that.
Exactly. I can partake in alcoholic beverages, but I cannot partake in revelry.
Oh, that's great. So was your brother there?
Nah, he's sick. Oh. It's going to be so much fun flying with him tomorrow.
That's great. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You guys are both at Notre Dame. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it makes for making travel plans a lot easier. That's for sure.
Oh, that's great.
How's that girlfriend of yours? What's her name?
No. See, no, that stuff you need to clear with me before the program. No.
Uh-oh, Ben, what happened?
No, what did you do
to goof it all up?
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Benjamin, what did you do to goof it all up?
Well, it's just not happening anymore, so that's fine.
Really? So you failed again?
No, I don't think I failed. It's just, I don't think there was any failure. It's just, this is not Dr. Phil.
Oh, Glenn.
We don't need to get into this.
Benji. Goodness, why do you always goof at these things?
That's not that. I don't agree with that. I don't always goof. That's unfair. Well, that's unfair, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say that's a little unfair.
Whatever happened in that? I don't know what her name was, Matt, but there was somebody that you were interested in.
There was.
A little dumpy for a second. There. What did you just...
what
on.
I meant to say was, it did not go well.
All right, I think I dumped that, but I don't know. We could be getting thrown off the program. You can't be swearing on the radio.
My apologies.
That's fine. Wait, so what happened?
Well, it's kind of... So, you know, we went on a few dates, and she didn't realize we were dating. And then she said, no.
That's sad.
So that happened. It's kind of weird, because it's just like, so... Do you not recognize what we're doing here? And apparently she didn't, so...
Well, I'm trying to work my dump button here. And the delay is counting down from 9 seconds. It was building up to 9 seconds. Now it's counting down. I have no idea if we're even on the air right now. This is ridiculous. I don't know how to work this thing. I only had to use that one time before. I just hit it and I assumed it worked. I hope it worked. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure you'll have many more
opportunities
in the future.
That girl you were with.
That's fine.
What's her name again?
Don't worry about it. That happens.
No. What was her name again?
No, don't worry about it. That'll be fine.
Wasn't it Joe or something?
No, it was not Joe. That's not a nice comment.
But we
don't need to be guessing.
It was one of those names that could go one way or the other.
We don't need to be guessing. All right. Will, you doing okay? Everything's good?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
All right,
I actually have to get going, Ben. But,
yep, great.
I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your conversation.
No, the conversation's ending. Thank you for calling in, both of you. It's been a great time.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you,
Ben. Talk to you next
it's
week.
Been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's
but
been
of course,
a pleasure.
Ben, you do, tell me what. You'll tell me for another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Done goofed at another woman.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right, take care, Ben.
All right, see you guys. All right. Okay. Well, it was a good time. Good times had by all. That's great. I'll play some music. New Kenny Chesney. No, not new. I mean, it's old album. We got a new album coming out on next Friday, though. Get that on your mind. This is some old.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears gonna hit the floor, 'cause a boat's in the bay and it's calling my name, so I'm headed on out the door. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, say
stuck in a habit of wondering what happened. Too busy taking all the blame. Not a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl kind of making eyes at me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for whys and whys and how'd I let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
right, all right. Jason Aldean, another one off his new album, which is pretty good. His album's good. It's got like, what, 15 songs? 14 songs? No, I don't know what it is. Hold on. Well, what does it matter? It has a certain number of songs, and they're good. It's 15. Yeah, it's good. All right, good album from Jason Aldean. We heard a few of them tonight. One election update. The polls are all over the place. It's very interesting. In the average, Hillary's leading by 5, but there are these three daily tracking polls, and two of them have it tied, and one has Trump up by 2. The most accurate poll from 2012, the most accurate pollster, has Trump winning by 2. But then all these media national polls that are cover a few days and then get released, they all have Hillary winning by like 5 to 8 points. Just totally different numbers being put out by polling that does it in two very different ways. So the conventional wisdom is she's up by that 5 to 8 point number. People are discounting the tracking polls, even though it includes the most accurate pollster from 4 years ago. They're discounting it for whatever multitude of reasons, I guess, they claim. We'll see. I mean, nobody knows for sure. But Reuters does their polling, and they say the Trump talk of a rigged election is resonating significantly with voters. He has halved Hillary's lead from 8 to 4 in their latest polling, driven mostly behind people responding saying they agree with him that it is going to be a rigged election. And, well, he says it with the media mostly, and then with people registered to vote who are not supposed to be voting and who are registered in multiple states and all that kind of deal. And with recent videos that have been released, I mean, we see the Democrat Party is certainly trying to take advantage of these voters. They're certainly trying to turn them out, let them vote twice if they want to, let them vote in other states. I mean, they have no opposition to doing this if they are able to get it done, which is a question mark. But, I mean, I'm sure they could get it done if they really tried, and they certainly are not opposed to trying, we've seen. I mean, that is without question at this point. But so this is a message, this anti-media, pro rigged election kind of message that he's putting out is something that's resonating with people, resonating with his base. He brought back a lot of Republican supporters, and so he was down 8, he's now down 4. Some other polling puts him down a little more, some other polling puts him even ahead, so we'll see. The state polling's not looking great, but it's catching up a little bit, and you know, with whatever many days, 18 days, 19 days, whatever. If this were 08 or 12, and which was a very static, polls didn't move a ton, you know, you'd say this is pretty much probably over, probably, considering which polls you put weight on and which most people are, you'd say probably over, but you certainly can't say that in this election because it's been extremely volatile and has moved all over the place in ways that we haven't seen in the last several election cycles. So, yeah, no idea at this point. You'd certainly much rather be Hillary, it seems like. But you can't count Trump out. He was at Gettysburg today giving his beginning of his closing argument speeches. Obviously, the symbolism, Gettysburg turning point in the Civil War. So Trump liked that, his team liked that. He want to hopefully fire up Republicans with that. So we'll see. Not over yet, by any means, certainly. But he certainly has to catch up in the state polling, and he would certainly like to see that start mimicking what these tracking polls are showing rather than what the several-day media polls are showing. So we'll see. I mean, nobody knows. We'll see. We'll find out in however many days, 19 days. But I know. Pretty entertaining program today. Thanks to the senator for coming in. Thanks to Will. You know, we have some lively banter here, as we always have. And we'll head out with I don't know what we'll head out with. We'll head out with someone on Tim McGraw's album, which I was a big fan of and then totally forgot about, but I just remembered about it now, so we'll see. We'll scroll through here. What do we want to see? Oh, yeah, this song, the one with Big and Rich. It was pretty good, and I totally forgot about it. I don't even have it, but we'll fire it up. California by Tim McGraw off his new album with some Big and Rich people singing in the back of it. So we'll see how it sounds. And thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back next Saturday with a huge country music debate between Micah Bellito and Joe Sensi. 3-day drive if she drives all night, so she's